Welcome to the Monday Marketing Huddle Podcast. We are here to provide you marketing tips and tricks to expand your business. And now your hosts, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday Morning Huddle with D2 Media Team. We are the D2s, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin. We are a media agency specializing in traditional and digital media to grow your business with strategy. And each week we host a very special guest to talk about their business, tell their story, and give our listeners some thoughtful and helpful tips to market your business. And this week we have a very special guest, someone that D2 works with very closely, Mitch LeClaire from Evolution Marketing. And I'm going to read you this very, very impressive bio about Mitch LeClaire. He is a global digital maker and critical thinker with an ability to drive sales management channels and champion new product development. Digitally minded and well experienced in internet marketing strategy with knowledge of emerging technologies. He has an innate ability to adapt to changing organizational strategies and market demand. And some of his industry experience is specialty pharmaceuticals, healthcare, political, finance, automotive, government, and higher education. And his specialties are relationship management and development, digital marketing strategy, new business development, territory management, sales team development, digital marketing efforts, SEO, SEM, SMO, DSP, process, and project management. And I think I am all done. I'm going to lose my voice from the experience that Mitch has. So I am not going to talk anymore. And I'm going to let Debbie and Mitch give you all kinds of good information.
That was great, Darcy. Wow, that's pretty impressive, Mitch. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's been great to be here today.
Hi, yeah. Mitch.
And we're Zooming because we're over the holiday and we're all in a couple different places. So, but we're going to make this work. It's going to be a great show. So Mitch, we are so glad to have you on our show. And we have been working close with you for the last few months and just impressed with the work and your commitment to your clients. So can you just like, how did you get started? I mean, like, was this your plan? Like, did you say, hey, I'm going to be, you know, an advertising guy when I grow up?
No, as a matter of fact, when I started my college career, I wanted to get into sports med. And I was actually on my way in the biology field of study. And I had the great opportunity to meet Darcy Garvin years and years ago. And I was so impressed by her approach, so impressed with the work that they did, that it altered my direction in school, altered the direction of my career. And I started to really study it and look at it from a different lens. And without having met Darcy, and this is back in the early 2000s, without having met Darcy back then,
I would have never gone into this.
You're only 20, Mike.
Right? I'm sorry, Mitch.
Yeah, so I can blame you for where I am today, but it was a great shift in my career, in my direction and field of study. I found something that I am uber passionate about. I love this field because, I mean, very similar, if we looked at this relative to the direction I wanted to go, was ever evolving in your knowledge that you had to be there. And this category is ever evolving in your knowledge that you have to maintain and where you have to keep your eyes for the future.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, I love that story. Wow, yeah. Darcy, that's why you
want
to.
And I always blush when he tells it too. I always get so embarrassed. But thank you, Mitch. You know I love you. Yeah.
Now I know why you made sure we had him on the show. I love that. So
an ego booster.
All right, Mitch. Well, we want to get down to, you know, our goal is to share some advice for business owners out there on marketing. And you talk a lot about the customer journey and the sales funnel. I thought it'd be great if you could kind of just talk about that and how that could really, like a business owner could use that to kind of impact their marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. And the consumer decision journey is something that we really have to focus on when delivering media, especially when we're considering which tactics to apply, what our messaging is going to be, and how long before we launch. It's something that is quite frequently forgotten. You know, people forget about where the consumer is when we're bringing messaging in the market, or where the consumer is when they're hearing that message, seeing that message, or when at the final part of the funnel, at their moment of relevance, when they're actively looking to buy. And I always consider two different platforms. the McKinsey consumer decision journey. That piece really molds it. But you can't forget either the Google micro moments, those ready to know, go, do, and buy moments that people are in. And a lot of business owners really look at the consumer decision journey as a very linear approach. They look at it as, well, the consumer is just starting to look for a product, and they look at it as there's a clearly defined start and end date to that process. And there really isn't. Matter of fact, if you look at what the journey has brought us to today, it's a very circular impact, meaning even after they buy, they're in market for either their next product, the follow-up of that product, or products that can make that initial purchase better, something that can improve their experience. And so many of our clients today forget about that post-purchase experience, because it's in that experience that I found can turn people to brand advocates and brand loyalists just by following up with them and giving them added value materials. The sale doesn't stop at the sale. Right. Matter of fact, it starts at the sale, and then it's your opportunity to improve that relationship with them. And Debbie Darcy, you've seen this in our conversations. You know, trying to look at the mediums that we are allocating in the market. You know, where is that user when they're seeing our TV commercial? We have to consider that. And then we have to alter that message for when they see the TV commercial. Where is that user when they're hearing that audio? You know, are they in their car? Are they streaming it? And where are they in their journey? It doesn't matter geographically where they're at, but it matters where they are in being influenced. Are they in their initial consideration set? And if so, what should that message look like? And then if we're following all the way through that funnel for that end user, and we bring them down to moment of relevance, moment of purchase, what mediums are we actively using? And are we using the right call to action keywords? Are we using the right descriptors? Those are all the components that we need to look at, and we have to consider each medium for what it should deliver. And we've seen this so many times when we've talked to clients, even just in the past couple months of working together, where clients have been using a medium for something it's not meant to be utilized for before they meet us. And that's where people get it wrong. And that's where we set wrong expectations as marketers by trying to implement the wrong tactic for the wrong stage of the journey.
That's great. That's great information, Mitch. That's great advice. I hope everyone's hearing this.
So I'm a business owner. I'm listening. Like, do you start by like almost mapping out your own customer in your seasonality? What would you do if you were listening to this whole, you know, awareness journey first time, Mitch? What would you do?
Right. I look at this with a couple of different variables. A, let's map out that customer persona. Who is that client? What are their demographics? What are their interests? What are their affinities? You know, it's not so much to just target people because they're interested in your category. You also have to understand what their other buying behaviors are, because that will help map where that consumer is, right? Mm-hmm. You then have to deliver, you then have to map out, what does my messaging look like? What do I want to tell people? What am I actually helping them solve? What problems am I helping them solve in their lives? So once we understand that consumer and our product and how we're going to message it, we could then start to really map out which pieces are going to come in and when. Two, we also have to figure out what assets are we going to have available. And sometimes it's like putting the chicken before the before the egg, right? Which one came first? Is it the creative or is it the delivery? And in these scenarios, we really have to identify, well, can the client afford to go for a full production shoot and create 5 or 6 variations of that creative so that we can deliver the best experience in that journey? Or are they going to run an audio segment? We really have to look at the media plan as a whole and not rush into it just to get it to market. We also have to give ourselves enough time to plan, because again, rushing through will only make missteps. It'll only allow us to never deliver our message fully to our client, and never deliver that full experience that really they deserve, between business owner to prospective customer to potential brand advocate. Because if we missed up, they might not become an advocate. They might not tell 15 people how awesome you were as a company to work with. And that's really our goal.
Right. No, that's such great stuff. And I think, you know, being the beginning of the year and planning, it's so important to, because I would assume some of that has changed with the year we just lived through, right? I mean, I got to think that what used to be the journey is now a different journey and a different persona, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to think about how people's lives have been changed by this, where they're sitting at now. I mean, look at the implementation and the consumption of streaming media this year alone, right, whether it be on audio or on video platforms. The media consumption habits have changed. So message has to change. And even the video that we're using in that message has to change. If we're showing that interaction, we can't use a video from 2 years ago that shows you shaking hands in your showroom with people without a mask and getting close and hugging your customers. If that was a scenario, right? We really have to be cognizant of what people are facing today and what their needs are today. And two, what their needs might be in 6 months, because what it is today might not be relevant in 6 months. And especially when we talk about digital media, with the speed at which it changes, the speed at which we get new tactics, we have to be hyper aware, fluid, and able to pivot when the market calls for it. We've talked a lot about contingency planning. It's not enough to create today's plan. We also have to create a potential contingency plan based on what we learned from last year, from the pandemic. All of our plans from Jan last year, were they the same in March and April? By no means were any of them the same, right?
Right.
Not even close.
Yeah, that's great. And I love that contingency plan, because I think that, you know, people are now understanding it's not a set it and forget it world anymore. You really, we always say, Darcy and I, like, it's almost like the stock market. We got to kind of always be checking the stock every day and make sure, you know, it's going up. And if not, then we need to make some adjustments for our clients. So that is great stuff. What do you mean? You talk about, I'm going to take it down a different road. I didn't think you talk about all these, you know, new tactics and new emerging trends in digital. Is there anything out there you see that people should be aware of that you're like kind of jazzed up about?
Hey, Mitch, before you answer that, let's dumb it down for the people who don't know a lot.
Right. So I'm always seeing new emergences in our video platforms. I mean, there's always something digital. There's always new tactics. There's new bidding strategies. There's new settings we could apply. There's new extensions on ads. One of the biggest things, though, that we have to keep focus on is this applicable to my client today? So, yeah, there's going to be new and inventive ways to get out there in front of clients and to reach our clients and to engage with them. We just have to remember, as we hear about these items, our clients haven't. And not only that, their users sometimes haven't heard about these new and great platforms that we get to utilize. I'm buying a lot more on the audience side. I really do try to buy my audience and their behaviors more so than just a placement. So I really try to identify where that consumer is going to be and how they're going to use that medium. And if that medium doesn't look like it's going to be a long run fit for the client, then it's something we just don't roll out immediately, but we bring it into the attention of our clients. It's always great to be a first mover, but some of the problems with being that first mover in the industry is that everybody has adapted to or started to move towards that medium. So it might fall flat initially, and then we create a bad experience for our client with that product set or with that tactic, because not everybody has gone that way yet. So sometimes those aggressive ones have to be for the right client who wants to be aggressive and who understands that first mover issues can be out there.
Right, and knowing
love that.
The demographic that's using those new emerging ones too, like TikTok and all, right?
So, wait, nobody was on TikTok. Everybody made fun of me last year, by the way. I was an initial TikTok user. Yes, I'm a little bit older, but I love the platform. But then suddenly look what happened during the pandemic. Everybody was on it.
Yeah.
Then of course we had fears created about the platforms, but you could really see that usage pick up. It all depends upon what's going on environmentally that will shift usage into the platforms. Like, nobody looked at TikTok as being viable. Nobody looked at TikTok as being anything above Z's. But then suddenly we had everybody from Z's to Boomers in the platform in a matter of a month and a half.
Yeah, it was pretty fast. You just get some of those celebrities to jump on there, and I think everyone kind of follows, right? The two things you mentioned that I want to make sure we go back to, because I think they're great, and because I know you you teach marketing too, right, Mitch? You do some education. You talked
correct.
About
I taught marketing. I had taught marketing over at Nazareth College in their graduate program, which is another integrated marketing leadership program. It was integrated marketing communication as I was teaching. Still won't want to get back into it. I've just shifted more focus onto the agency today to try and build, and not so much education. But yeah, I was a professor over at Nazareth locally.
Yeah, I always feel like I learn something every time I'm on a call. But you talked about two of those customer journey paths that you use. Was it McKenzie and the Google Go? What were they called? I'd like to make sure we leave that in our show notes. What were those called?
Google micro moments. Really important to focus on those micro moments, those key segments in the consumer and the consumer buying behaviors. And then the McKinsey consumer decision journey, which is really important. They started talking about this years and years ago, but it was really the evolution of what we were talking about. And the McKinsey consumer decision journey speaks to, you know, that initial consideration, the active evaluation phase. They talk about the moment of purchase, but then they talk about the post-purchase experience, which is almost half of the loop. Right. When you do look at their platform, it's a great tool to just help understand where users are. And then we have to identify which mediums are best and which message is best. If somebody's an initial consideration, you can't be asking them to buy. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to inform them, educate them, show them testimonials and reviews and show them how they could utilize it. You can't be saying, let's buy this today. Yeah. So
I love that, because I think those are the takeaways I wanted to make sure we hit on, Darcy, was the Google micro moment and then the McKinsey consumer decision journey, because I think that that's where really these business owners need to kind of start and map that out. And then obviously, you know, reach out to any of us and we can help you too. So this has been so great. Is there anything I didn't ask you that you thought we should have reviewed with you today?
Nothing that you didn't ask. Obviously, we cover so much and I can go on for hours.
I know.
About this. You know,
I love that, Mitch.
You're so passionate.
This is excellent content. Once you get me down to the particular mediums, then we can really start to elaborate. But I don't know if anybody wants to hear dissertations on each platform.
Well, here's the best part. We're going to tell them to reach out to us to get in touch with you so that they can learn more. But just to wrap up some of the key points that I think were important, and maybe you guys can chime in if I forgot anything, but if I were someone who owned a business and I was listening to this, what I really took away from today's conversation is, where is the customer in this funnel? Where is their moment of relevance? Where is their moment of purchase? How can we boost their purchase experience? And that sale does not stop at the sale. And before you do anything, map out your customers, know their buying behavior. What problem can you solve? And what is your messaging with that? And what are your assets? And really take the time to build the right plan and have an option too, so you can pivot quickly should something happen in the world. Oh, I don't know, like a world pandemic.
You nailed it.
I think those were my big takeaways today. So that's what I thought would be probably the best to highlight in case somebody was not listening through the whole thing or couldn't catch all of that. But if you would like to speak further to Mitch, you can call Debbie or I or contact D2 Media Team. We would love for you to sit down and really have that in-depth conversation with Mitch, because he's really special.
All right. Thanks so much, Mitch.
No, thank you, team. It's always a pleasure.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, fine. All right, here's to a great 2021. Take care.
Woo-hoo!